This is Pastor Buddy, and welcome to Jedburgh's Call. Call a friend and tell them we're on the air tonight. Praise Yahweh, and you may save their soul. We got some valuable information for you that you could pass along to your friends and neighbors or your family. Praise Yahweh. We're in the series all week on the battle, the royal battle of the beast, plural. And we're going to conclude tonight this episode in the final, where we left off in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelations, chapter 19, verse 11, he that sat upon the white horse. Now, he went out to make war, praise Yahweh. And the beast of Revelations, chapter 6, verse 2, he sat on a white horse. All these features are similar. You see, Satan is a great imposter, and he is a predator. And remember what our Messiah taught us: beware of the wolves in sheep clothing. Let me give you a little truth here, a little quote. The greatest predators are those who disguise themselves as the prey. Have we seen a royal trick played on us in the last 3 weeks? From 9-1-1, we have exploded into a situation where that we are in very, very unstable and unpredictable times, as it's been brought about by the international money mongers as they hasten to gather up all the treasures of the earth. You know, the Bible said they'd reap the treasures for the last days. We're talking about the time of the fall of Babylon. But let me show you that the communist agenda is order out of chaos. Now, meaning that they can bring in, under chaotic conditions, they can bring in these times of change in the constitutional laws, gun laws and things of this nature, where they have fought for over 50 years, ladies and gentlemen. They have amended and they have attacked our Constitution here in America. Most of the foreign nations have already gone communistic or socialist. Now, why would the international money bankers, or the union of the Illuminati, as we call them, the reptilians, we taught on those, why would they want money, or why would they want a totalitarian system to gather the treasures? Well, as Lenin expressed in his declaration of the Communist Manifesto, written by a Jew, ladies and gentlemen, and put in order by these Jews that organized the revolution of 1917 in Russia, they formulated that we could have all things in common. You see, the ideal is based on Acts chapter 2, where that the apostolic fathers in that day came together and had all things in common. The word is spun from that word in Acts chapter 2, all things common, or in this sense, world government. Communism. Now, who benefits? The communists learned real quick that if they said it's a power base with the laws, then all the peasants and those that support down line to the pyramid base, then the riches that are brought into the central state are then shared by the elite at the top. And that's what was happening in communism. And now the last stronghold of capitalism, those that can get gain by laws of equality, these laws must go. And remember, the greatest predators are those who disguise themselves as the prey. World opinion has changed drastically since the World Trade Center bombing. Remember, they tried this in 93. It didn't work. Why? Because they didn't have enough explosives set, evidently, to bring down the tower. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've done a good job this time. It literally imploded both buildings within, it seemed like, 5 minutes of each other. Imploded, the neatest demolition job of nature doing its thing, if you can believe that it was nature's doing, starting from the top of the building, imploding as it floor by floor systematically imploded within itself right down to the ground. Now, the four black boxes that are mysteriously damaged beyond information to retrieve from them, this is very unusual, because most of the time these black boxes have been tested in all extreme situations to gather information. Well, now they say that the four black boxes are mysteriously not in condition to give us the information that we would seek. Well, that's very strange. I find that. Now, who's going to benefit? Dr. Gary has sent me up some information I'd like to share with you at this time. And it is a message of timeliness of who will benefit from the situation of 9-1-1. Now, in the U.S., world opinion just a week before the attacks changed drastically after the attacks. In the U.S., the economy was lagging badly. The stock market was falling. Many were questioning if the government's taxes were legal. The Gary Condit case had been poorly handled. People continued to question Waco. Oh, really? And the Oklahoma City bombing. They questioned our support of Israel and our policies regarding the Palestinians. Oh, really? And the approval rate of Bush was at an all-time low. Now, what about world opinion after 8 days, or what about world opinion just 8 days before the World Trade Center Pentagon attacks? Israel, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, this is very interesting, was stunned by a UN decision equating Zionism with racism. Oh, my heavens. According to the HaaretzDaily.com, Israel was branded a racist, apartheid state by thousands of non-government organizations. Approximately 3,000 of these gathered and were represented across the earth by at least 153 governments. Isn't that strange? That was exactly the number of fish that Peter and James and John pulled up out of the net. Isn't that interesting? 153 nations that branded Israel a racist, apartheid state? Oh, my. Jumping on that poor little nation over there of the Jews. Shouldn't they be ashamed? The conference was attended by 3,000 NGOs and 44 regional and interest-based caucuses. This shocked Jewish groups when they condemned Israel and branded them in the language of the statement that was issued, that Israel was a racist nation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, haven't we known that for a long time? You have to be a Jew to be a member of their state. You can't go there and join their state and live there without being a Jew and get national citizenship. So, the immigration is limited to Jews only. And yet the world is just now beginning to wake up and cry out. Wonder why? Foreign Minister Shalom Peres called the anti-Israel declarations a disgrace. Oh, my, my. Now, if those Jews was over here leading the parade in 1968 down in Selma, Alabama, when they were wanting us to integrate all of the races here in America and become one big, happy, hodgepodge of a family, then now the shoe's squeaking on the other foot. Well, praise y'all, it's about time. Now, after this declaration, it was branded by the foreign minister also as a declaration of an incitement of hatred of Jews. Oh, there it goes again. Boy, they have played that card for 50 years to their advantage. Then the Jewish delegates got up and walked out. Well, bye-bye, Blackbird. See you later, Alligator. Well, that would be fine, but also, then the United States delegates rose to their feet, and they walked out also. Oh, my dear one, I wonder why back here in the United States we are forced to integrate, and we're also forced to be non-racist. They got the hate crime laws. Wonder why our delegates walked out there when they play a different game over there concerning the Jews, and then they come home, and then they welcome immigration. Oh, my. Now, they have reported that they may be as many as 7 million of the enemy, whoever that is. Of course, they're saying it's the Arab race now, and everybody is going to be profiled and investigated. If you look suspicious or you're the wrong color, they're going to start profiling you. And we have been through that before, haven't we, ladies and gentlemen? The forum accused the Jewish state of systematic racist crimes, including war acts of genocide and ethnic cleansing in its treatment of the Palestinians. Well, praise Yahweh. You mean this seed of Abraham, the true seed of Abraham from Ishmael, has now get some recognition, and they have condemned these Jew soldiers standing with fully automatic weapons and shooting down unarmed children, 8 to 9 years old, blowing their brains out as they hurl rocks against the Israeli armored tanks? And this has been going on, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 50 years, nonstop. And it has the blessings of the UN or the U.S. delegations as they got up and walked out crying incitement or anti-Semite. I wish they'd understand what that was. In addition, the head of the Danish Red Cross, Freddy Karup Pedersen, told the Danish Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee that the lifestyle of Jewish settlers in the Palestinian territories resembles that of whites under the former racist apartheid system in South Africa. He also criticized Israel's collective punishment of the Palestinian population. So in just 8 days before the attacks, the overwhelming attitude of the nations of the world, 153, was against the policies of Israel and were in strong support of the Arab countries. And charges against Israel, a nation heavily supported by and allied with, in sympathy, the United States of America. Now, what has happened to the U.S. and the world opinion since the attacks? Immediately after the attack, public opinion shifted and turned 180 degrees. Well, now the Arab countries are being demonized. The U.S. population is overwhelmingly backing the president, according to the Washington Post, which is a Jewish-run organization, by the way, urging him to punish, kill, and destroy, annihilate the perpetrators of this crime, even though no one really has any proof who did it. The U.S. government is preparing for war. The U.S. and Israel have carte blanche support to bomb nearly every Arab country into oblivion and out of existence. Now, no one is questioning anymore the apartheid policies of the Israelites against the Palestinians. For the night of the bombing, they went in with their armored tanks and seized and killed and slayed more and more. And under the cover of the attack, and with world opinion now 100% almost behind the president. Well, anyone that is not 100% behind the president is considered a traitor. President Bush, in a televised speech to Congress, urged global support for his war on the terrorists, warning the world, either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. An effective way to stifle all dissent, wouldn't you agree? If you don't go along with the plan for destruction of the Arabs advocated by the government, you will become the target of threats, and you also must have bodyguards, as California Democrat Barbara Lee has discovered. She cast the lone dissenting vote in Congress against the use of military force in response to the World Trade Center / Pentagon attacks, and now must have police guarding her on Capitol Hill. That's a report from Rutgers AP, abcnews.com, in 9/18/01. So, what are we doing here? Now she's having to have protection because she voted against going over there and killing all those poor Arabs. Well, the population has been prepared for a long time war, 10 years they are estimating, where the number of U.S. casualties will be high, stated by the Washington Post online September 21st, 2001. Get ready for the body bags, Mama, because your boys are coming home. Bush creates the High Office of Homeland Security. Now, here's the one that scares me. Supposedly to protect Americans from attack. The job would involve coordination of government-wide domestic security efforts, including meshing the domestic FBI and foreign and all CIA intelligence, working with the U.S. military emergency officials and state and local governments. The Homeland Defense Position, or the HDP, would probably not need Senate confirmation. Oh, really? Well, you know, under panic, you just give them a carte blanche check, and then they just write their own account of the way things should be. Well, we've seen since 1951 the effect of this communist social state being slowly creeping in, and our republic already down the drain. White House officials said that there would be no investigation, oversight, nor accountability for this person, according to the press report. U.S. orders 40 million doses of smallpox vaccine for $343 million in preparation for a possible bioterrorism assault. The contract has been given to a small Cambridge base firm, Akembus, a British biotechnology company who reported a net loss of $8 million in the 6 months prior to June 30. Well, I guess they're in good shape now. America and Britain are producing secret plans to launch a 10-year war on terrorism. Now, what would combine that? Maybe a new world order? Now, notice what Congress is doing. Fast-moving House bill restricts the liberties, much of it unrelated to terrorism. Congress is being asked to rush to pass emergency anti-terrorist legislation written by the Department of Justice, but much of the legislation turns out to have nothing to do with the fighting of terrorism. Instead, the legislation contains a host of items which have been on the bureaucratic wish list for many years. You see right there, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest predators are those who disguise themselves as the prey. Here we go. Man, we're off on a fast horse, and we are going to have to deal with the situation sooner or later. We must ignore the peace lobby and show no restraint, says the Independent London Daily. Ignore the peace lobby. When they say peace, peace, then comes a sudden destruction. In this case, they're saying ignore peace and full speed ahead. All right, let's go to 18. Bush suspends the legal immigrant law, which may be held without cause. The Bush administration today announced this habeas corpus is being used in its powers under the National Emergency Act to suspend the right of the habeas corpus for all immigrants in the country, including legal immigrants, meaning that any immigrant in the U.S. right now can be held indefinitely by the police or government without trial or demonstration or cause to hold them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been arguing that all along. They should have been doing that a long time ago. I have nothing against that. Now they're getting right, but you see, it's too late. We have millions of them over here right now, and the agenda's been set. And how many could say, truthfully, that they don't have maybe suitcase nuclear attachments, which can detonate with a one single man carrying them in to the rate of 10,000 tons of TNT? One suitcase bomb could explode in any city with 10,000 ton force of TNT. Now, that's pretty good. Well, with the loose laws that they had before in immigration, well, you could get a tank through. The UN did. Yeah, they came through with a lot of stuff, praise Yahweh. And now, who's to say that they couldn't carry a suitcase bomb with the borders not being sealed on each side, loosely patrolled? Our immigration department has said for years that they're understaffed. And was that for a purpose, to get the enemy in here to cause the chaos? Where they could bring order according to a socialist state of a new world order. Well, we think maybe that might be the cause. Though no one has yet suggested infringing the rights of U.S. citizens, the move is a frightening first step to a national tyranny based on perpetual suspension of the Constitution in the name of fighting a perpetual war. President Bush has agreed to bail out the airlines with billions of dollars, an industry that was swimming in the red ink long before the World Trade Centers, and so most of that is owned by you-know-who, your local friends over there, praise Yahweh. The greatest predators are those who disguise themselves to the prey. We're coming back. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight. This is Pastor Buddy. Greetings to all the lost sheep of the house of Israel and all those that are found tonight. Well, welcome back to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy. And we're all strapped in here and ready to go with the second half. Kickoff, praise Yahweh, of the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend and tell them we're on the air, praise Yahweh. We're going quickly now to the 19th chapter of the book of Revelations. And we're going to start at the 17th verse. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come, gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Now, predators, they're going to pick the brains and eat the flesh of mighty men. Could this be the occasion where that Genesis 27 verse 40 comes to the front? Ladies and gentlemen, we see other reasons that we are going into the Middle East with the Bush Empire. Oil and gas is a good draw for any army to get the pipelines flowing without interruption to the world and take it away from those who have lands to support it and are covenanted with Yahweh. We're talking about the seed of Ishmael, the Arab. Verse 18, the predators, now here they are. These are the true predators, ladies and gentlemen. Birds of prey, eating on birds of prey. That you may eat the flesh, here you go. That you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men. Are we headed for a disaster? Will Yahweh rain on this parade? Hail that will weigh 100 pounds? Will Yahweh and the electromagnetic disturbance of the earth And I'll get into some of those techniques and show you some of the electromagnetic information that is being released slowly by those who need to know. That you may eat the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them. That could be tanks and planes. Horse is a descriptive term here. And the flesh of all men, both free and bond, small and great. Verse 19, and I saw the beast. We've been talking about this week the beast and the battle of the beast. And the kings of the earth. The beast and the kings of the earth. You see, the beast is this diabolical plot of the satanic influence of this Illuminati ruling coalition that are now dividing up the spoil before they ever get it. And their armies, they're gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Now, this is a spiritual allegory here, but we're going to give you some tie-ins here to tell you that, ladies and gentlemen, the technology of today is far beyond your comprehension. It is far beyond any man's comprehension, but it's an old trick of the Elohim of old, how that they have intervened and give information to these great predators that disguise themselves as the prey, and that's how they turn world opinion. This has happened 100 times or over in the last 100 years. Most wars have been started by predators who have disguised themselves as the victims. Now, let me give you some major U.S. military intelligence and their electromagnetic mind control project. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I've studied a little bit in electromagnetic energies of the mind, and it is a powerful thing. The most powerful weapon on earth is the mind. And does some of our government officials now know how to manipulate the mind through electromagnetic implants? Could those that were accused of the attack really been under the control of electronic implants in their brain and in their teeth, even in their teeth, ladies and gentlemen? Well, Project Moonstruck is a CIA endeavor, and that began, of all times, 1952. Now, the target was long-range implants introduced during surgery or surgically during the abduction process of anyone, helpless victims. They could implant, and if those implanted could be under the control of this electromagnetic mind pulse. This is very interesting. Purpose for tracking. Oh, my. Mind control and mind behavior, conditioning, programming, there you go, and covert operations. Functional basis, electronic stimulation of the brain. That's Project Moonstruck. That was underway in 1952, ladies and gentlemen, and you can imagine what it's doing here in the 2000. Project MK Ultra was better known as Bluebird or Artichoke, 1953. Again, the CIA description, electronics and electroshock. Targeting with short-range frequency ranges of the VHF, the HF, and the UHF modulated at ELF, local transmission and reception. What was the purpose? Programming behavior. Oh, my. You don't think that somebody could be programmed to fly 757, do you? Probably. Programming behavior, creation of the cyborg mentalities, effects. Narcoleptic trance states, programming by suggestion, functional basis, electronic dissolution of memory. Very interesting here of what these have gathered themselves. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against the good guy on the white horse. This is the beast on the white horse, ladies and gentlemen, targeting and coming against the beast on the earth that's gathered the kings of the earth into one location for Armageddon. Are we now approaching that day? Project Orion. Oh, my. Just gets better. Dreamland. Well, some of the folks that are keeping up with the adventures of Dreamland, this is a very obscure place in Nevada. It's been going on since 1958, ladies and gentlemen. The United States Air Force in charge, along with, we suspect, maybe billions of super intelligence that are now working feverishly for the New World Order. Description on Project Orion was drugs, hypnosis, and ESB, this electromagnetic service imbalancing of the mind. Target, short range, in person, frequency range, ELF, modulation, transmission, and reception by radar and microwaves. Have you ever read the book, Angels Don't Play This Harp? You might want to, because you could get into some very interesting harp theories if you would read it. Purpose, top security, personnel debriefing, programming, there it is again, ensure security and loyalty. They'll do what you're told when you're under the effects of these. Narcoleptic trance states, programming by suggestion. You reckon that some of this is happening to some of the situations that are being brought forth today? Remember, the greatest predators are those who disguise themselves as the victims or the prey. And my, how world opinion has changed all of a sudden against the Jews, and now we are now hating the Ishmaelites. Project MK Delta, Deep Sleep, 1960, CIA. Description, fine-tune electromagnetic sublingual programming, and it works under hypnosis. I'm just an amateur, but it does work. I have been there and seen it. Praise Yahweh. Targeting long range, frequency range, VHF, HF, UHF, modulated at ELF, transmission and reception through, listen to this, television and radio antennas, power lines, mattress, coil springs, modulation on the 60 hertz wiring. Purpose, programming behavior and attitudes in general population. Effects, fatigue. There'll get you some miracle too, ladies and gentlemen. Mood swings. My, my, my. The old lady mad at you. Behavior dysfunction and criminality. These are the effects of it. And that's Project MK Delta that was going on in the 60s, and you can imagine how it's progressed today. Project Phoenix 2. This is one that's scary. If you've ever read the books, The Montauk Project, I advise you to do so. 1983, United States Air Force and the National Security Agency in charge on Montauk, Long Island, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, the most secretive base in the world. Description, electromagnetic multi-directional targeting of select population groups. This is what has created HARP. Targeting is medium range, frequency range, radar, microwaves, EHF, UHF modulated with gigawatt through terawatt power. Purpose, loading of the earth grids. My, you need to write from my tape on these things that I'm talking about here tonight. I've got about 10 hours of teaching on this electromagnetic pulses and what's in store for the earth and the grid lays. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, the ancients knew about this power. Now the United States and the world that they share this with is now purposely energizing the earth grids of the planetary soul umbilance to stave off geological activity, specific points of earthquake creations, population programming for sensitized individuals. Programming for sensitized individuals. Project Trident, 1989, ONR and the NSA. Description, electromagnetic directed targeting of individuals or populations. Again, why are they so interested in this, ladies and gentlemen? Targeting large population groups assembled. A frequency range is the VHF, HF, UHF modulated at ELF. Local transmission and reception. Purpose, crowd dispersion and others. Display, black helicopters flying in triad formation is their way of doing it. Early electromagnetics for mind control. According to Operation Mind Control, a definite effort by investigative journalist Walter Bowart, the earliest wireless mind control experiments evolved in the late 60s. By then, the remote control of human without the use of implanted electrodes was being pioneered by a research team at the University of California Space and Biology Laboratory at the Los Angeles Brain Research Institute. Their Dr. W. Ross, AD, developed ways of stimulating the brain using low-level electromagnetic pulses. He detailed the novel methods as they were in the following, and we go on and we get into the assassination of John F. Kennedy and Lee Harvey Oswald, an act that Bozarth theorized that had not been accomplished without the use of CIA mind control, and the chief of that day stated that there could have been some of that activity. Admission in Congress, as noted in the hearings on Capitol Hill concerning the death of John F. K. and JFK. And it gets on and on. It goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. But let me conclude here. And I want to read you the rest of the 19th chapter of the book of Revelations. Are we now living, or are we entering the time when that they will gather themselves together for the supper of the great God? Meaning that the predators will be those birds of prey that fly through the air and take human flesh and literally destroy it. But here in the 19th verse, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. You see, it's light and darkness, folks. We're fixing to clash. At some point in history, all this has to come to pass. Are we now living in those days? Is it acceptable now for us to gather the largest armada of ships and planes and go hunting for one man? Is that our objective? And we are now describing as a timetable of 10-year war that will be declared sometime in October, and that they will unleash hell, fire, and brimstone upon those that they claim is enemy. Now, the beast, now verse 20, we see what happens to this great gathering if we are timetabling this thing. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet. Oh, there has to be a false prophet involved, ladies and gentlemen. Everything that you're hearing today is not as it is, because the greatest predators are those who disguise themselves as the prey. Remember that. That's our theme tonight. The greatest predators are those who disguise themselves as the prey. Oh, the poor Jew. Oh, he's crying all the way now to the bank. Mercy, mercy. Now, the world opinion has changed drastically, and now they are again in the driver's seat as the whipping boy becomes the Arabs, and those that whip upon him are mostly the Aryan white race army of the United States of America. And maybe then Genesis 27, verse 40 would come into play when we see the prophecy come to pass that in that day they shall break the yoke. Who's this? Who we're talking about? We're talking about this combination of Arabs that live in the Middle East, 1 billion strong, that worship Allah. That is one God. That's what that word means. That's not really a strange word if you understand the Arabic. One Yah is what they're saying, praise Yah. And these are the sons of Abraham. Sure, they've mixed up to the red race of the Esau race and things of this nature. However, we've got to give them credit, because the scripture says the sword will be in their house forever. And it will begin every man's sword against his brother. And ladies and gentlemen, they were raised for the very purpose of being Yahweh's battering ram to break this coalition of gathering, that they may eat the flesh of captains and kings and mighty men and horses, both small and great. The beast was taken, and with him the false prophet. Reckon this is the time that the yoke will be broke from off their neck. They have been really badly treated in the last 50 years especially. Their homeland has been taken away from them. They are the original owners of the land, and yet they have been expelled by the expansionism of Zionism as it goes raging across the world with the thundering hoofbeats of the horse of Revelation chapter 6, verse 2. That's the one that looks right, but it ain't, praise Yahweh. You better get in 19 and 11 and see what the real horse riders look like, and then we'll get the rest of the story. Verse 20, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, and with him and those that were deceived. Now, listen carefully. We've been talking about the mark of the beast all week, and let me conclude tonight. With him, those which were deceived, with them that had received the mark. Now, I told you the mark is a name. Any false religion, folks, this beast power, I've done proved it, of Revelation 12 has been upon the earth in power for 2,000 years. In the last days, this final formation will be the beast that will raise up. No other beast in history will have the power and the privileges that this final beast has. All power will be given unto it. It will wear out the saints of the Most High. Get ready for Big John, the jackbooted thugs with the big sticks are going to come knocking on your head, and they don't even have to knock on the door. They'll just blow it down and come in and crack your skull. Praise Yahweh. Why? Because they will wear out the saints of the Most High according to the scriptures, and those that receive the mark of the beast, you see, they're going to be very mad because they support the beast power. All the world will worship the beast power. It will seem that, ladies and gentlemen. So, my, how these harp projects are now beginning to pay off. You reckon that this electromagnetic grid is functioning? Have you ever wondered where time is flying to? Have you ever been lost for time? Praise God, I have never seemed to be. Wonder why? Well, it could be that we're entering into the final phase of the countdown to Armageddon, where we can cleanse this earth for real and start over, praise Yahweh, and get it all right. Now, we don't want a bunch of these bumbling Christians running the government, especially here in America, do we? My, would you like one of those Christians to be over you? Not me. Praise Yahweh. We want a unified Yahweh government with the laws of Yahweh operating in the hearts of men. Notice this, those that worshipped the beast and received the mark and his image, both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, that's the good guy, with the sword proceeding out of his mouth. That's the ministers of the gospel, and all the fowls, the birds of prey, were filled with their flesh. Well, we're at you tonight, praise Yahweh, and that means that we're coming on strong in the last days when Jacob Israel shall be ignited and illuminated, and we ourselves will get a charge out of the grid system, and it may wake us up. Praise Yahweh, we hope so. Anyway, to all the lost sheep of the house of Israel and those that are found tonight, greetings in the magnificent name of Yahweh. Now, let me sell a little soap here before we get off the air, and I'd like for you to do me a favor tonight. If you love the message this week of the beast of powers, well, you just simply write Pastor Buddy, and that is Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, and you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. And by the way, tonight, greetings in Spain to all of our good Israelites. We received information today from the great country of Spain with our Israelite brothers there. We send you racial covenant greetings around the world tonight, and in Germany. We've also received letters from England to all of our racial covenant kinsmen. We greet you in the lovely, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. Call Pastor Gary at 877-289-7439, or you can get a hold of Dr. Jack. These are professional men that know what they're talking about. They highly recommend this, 888-281-7320, or you can call my good buddy here locally, Brother Eric, at 866-761-0438 at Cedar Fork Herbs and Minerals. These are the men that make it possible for us to keep blazing away. And the truth is forever established and will stand forever. When the world's on fire, the truth is what will make you fireproof. You know what Shadrach and Meshach had around them to protect them from the fire? That same energy and power, ladies and gentlemen, is coming up on the lost sheep of the house of Israel in the last days. And the tricks of the projects that the government has devised here will pale in comparison to what Yahweh and his boys have up their sleeve for the end time generation of Jacob Israel, where we shall awaken and we shall rule and reign because we read the last chapter, we win, praise Yahweh. So the evil forces and the beast power that's upon the earth, make yourself ready because Yahweh is coming on a white horse That's the army of Yahweh. Spiritually speaking, there's going to be a great floodgate opened in the heavens, and a spirit, this grid pattern of energy, is going to energize the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We'll stand up in that day, and it'll be a great day in Israel. But our time is gone, and this is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call, seeing you Monday night in Andrews, North Carolina, for our first service there on Sunday night. Be with us there in Feast of Tabernacles, starting Sunday night, that is the 30th of September. We'll see you over at Andrews, North Carolina. Racial greetings to all you Israelites. Yahweh bless you eternally.
Join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.